It has been written since the beginning of time that evil, supernatural creatures exist in a world of darkness. And it is also said, man can call forth these powers of darkness, the demons of hell.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm fine. Much better from last time.
Oh yeah, I can tell.
I'm so excited for today's topic. Oh my god.
I know, me too. That's like our favorite topic. That's like our main thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure if we were like in the same city or something, we probably would have like started our paranormal investigation team or something.
Yeah, we would have probably been dead by now. So yeah.
Or better possessed.
Ew, how's that better?
I don't know.
Ew, don't even joke about it, because I've had my hands full literally when it comes to such things.
Mm-hmm.
So not as full as yours, but still.
Yeah, I mean, I think it would be like kind of cool in a sense that I probably shouldn't say it out loud, because I know that there's going to be people who are going to be listening to this mm-hmm. while there's demons around them. But mm-hmm. I feel like it would be nice to have someone with you. You're not constantly lonely. Oh my god,
that's like so sad, but so yeah. relatable. I totally get it. Yeah, totally. Yeah,
no. Mm-hmm. Like, it's so annoying when you're just completely alone. You have no one to talk to.
Mm-hmm.
And you just feel like, you know, there's a million people around you, but you're lonely.
Yeah.
So, yeah. It would be nice to, like, have some attention for a change.
Oh, my God. So, like you said, it would be nice to talk to someone, and it's, like, loneliness sucks and everything. So, I'll just get started with my story. So, like, there was this one time I was really sad and lonely, and all I could do was, like, focus on all the lack in my life, because, like, mm-hmm. I think it's, like, 1.5 years ago or 2 years ago. I don't really remember what time it was, but mm-hmm. I think I used to talk to you, or maybe I was missing. I don't remember, but I was, like, really low in my life. I used to have these crying spells, and, like, I was really depressed. So... Mm-hmm. One of those days I was really feeling like, you know, you have this lump in your throat and you feel like crying and you just want to get it out. What I did, it was like night, and I don't know. It was like a full-fledged pity party. So yeah. I was sitting in the corner. yeah, the usual. Not anymore though. It was like not that bad. It's not that bad now.
Uh-huh.
And like I was really low at that mm-hmm. time. I had this lump and I just wanted to get rid of the feeling. Like I was really desperate, really desperate. So I just sat in the corner of the room. It was like a huge room. I'm sitting on the couch and I'm curled up, and I just start crying and crying. And I'm thinking that, you know what, I'll just cry and I just let everything out and then I'll feel better. So, and I'm crying, and it's been like, you know, I think almost an hour. It seemed like really long. And it just wasn't getting better. So I was kind of panicking that this is like a really bad downward spiral. It's like a really bad crying spell. Anyway, so I just started start thinking lots of things, stupid shit from my past and all that. And then suddenly a thought hits me. So one of my friends is really into angel healing and tarot cards and everything. Like she likes to... read it up and share it, and you know, we talk about it because it gives a kick. So I had heard her talk about angels and how you can call upon them for help when you're in a need for strength, energy or whatever. So mm-hmm. bear in mind that I'm a Hindu, so there is no concept of angels at all for me. It's like a new concept, not anymore, but you know, when I first heard about angels, it was like a new concept, what exactly they are. They're like forms of energy, and everybody has a different explanation for them. Yeah. So from her point of view, she was like, you know, all these new age healers, they delve into angel healing and all that. They call upon angels, and angels are supposed to be this all good energy, some of them, and they help you out and whatever. So I was like really desperate at that time, and I thought I'll just ask an angel for help and see if it works, because I was so desperate. I literally could try anything. So yeah. I literally wanted to test this concept while I'm having a crying spell. And in the corner of my mind, I really wanted to test or see if the angels exist. And if this isn't, it just isn't a desperate theory created by sad people to make themselves less sad. So... like I'm crying my eyes out because of depression or whatever, I guess. And I just try out this game kind of thing to call for help by saying, if
yeah.
So what I say is, if there's anyone who can help me, please give me a sign. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what made me say that. And I wasn't really expecting anything out of it because I was just busy crying. Literally at that very moment, there's a huge heavy gym ball in the corner of this huge room that I'm sitting in. Mm-hmm. And it's like always there. It doesn't move. It's pretty heavy. That ball has been sitting there undisturbed since like weeks, and there's no scope of air draft or whatever. All windows are closed. There's no fan, no mm-hmm. AC, nothing, because I'm like crying and I'm cold. Mm-hmm. So as soon as I call for this sign, this heavy big ball just starts rolling on its own from one corner to the other. And it's like, it's not like it just moves a little and stops and like there's a draft of air from the window. I haven't noticed.
Uh-huh.
It moves like at least 5 meters.
Oh my God.
That very moment. And my stomach just dropped and I get these goosebumps. And my crying stops. My depression goes away in like a microsecond. I'm feeling all better because the survival instinct kicks in. And
if
this,
that doesn't help.
Yeah. And I was like scared to death. Not mm-hmm. only because I wasn't expecting it, but it wasn't, you know, the logical mind kicks in as well. For a moment, I'm like really scared. Oh my God, what just happened? But instinctively, my logical mind just kicks in. That, oh, people hallucinate all the time. And, you know, if you're already scared, you make shit up. And there could be n number of reasons logically that the ball can move. You know, I switched into this logical mode all of a sudden. But the air in the room was so heavy and dense at that time.
Really?
And I could literally feel a presence. It was very uh-huh. quiet. It was very quiet. So I'm just staring into the room. And literally, it feels like someone's there. And I'm having this dialogue in my mind that this is, you know, it's like pure hallucination. And it's like, you know, how you feel when you watch a horror movie. And after that, you're too scared to go to the bathroom alone.
Yes.
So it's like one of those things. It's psychology and la, 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 la. This whole dialogue is, you know, kicking in.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm just curious, you know, I want to test this theory. And I'm just looking and literally this air is too heavy to be true. I can feel that this cannot be just my imagination. And the weird dense air, like it's just creeping me out.
Yeah.
I keep testing it out. I keep staring into the room for, a long time, like 1 minute, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, which is like a very long time to just sit there after this stuff has happened to you.
I know. I'm surprised.
And I'm just sitting and it's like, you know, I get into that paranormal investigator mode. And because I don't believe it, I still don't believe it. I'm still, a part of me just really believes that there's definitely some scientific reason behind it and, you know, all that.
Yeah.
But the hair on my neck, they just like started feeling, you know, it started getting worse. The dense head, but the hair on my neck started feeling like like magnetic. It felt like they were kind of moving on their own. Oh. And then I was like really scared. I was like, you know what? Screw this. I'm not interested. I just ran to the other room and I sat for a bit. And I started searching online, like what do you do when your house is haunted? Or rather, what to do if you accidentally summoned a demon? And you will not believe how much stuff just came up, and not jokingly, literal serious stuff came up. There were like spiritual forums and all that, and people had genuinely asked these questions, and there were genuine people who were answering it. There was like no joking around. So next day I was like, okay, logical mind, goodbye for a bit. I'm not taking any risk. So next day I tried all the tips and tricks I found in the spiritual forums, all my religious faith and everything, you know, suddenly it was like activated. And I played all the Sanskrit prayers and chants on my Bose system, like, and I sprinkled rock salt on the floors and I mopped the floors with salt water and burned herbs and all that. Like, I tried everything, because even the next day, you know, when you sleep it over, you just laugh because, you know, it's like a funny thing. Oh my God, how scared I was. Haha. But even next day, it was like, it was really there. I was like, you know what, maybe it's hallucination, or I don't care if it was hallucinations or demons or whatever it was. I felt much better after doing all that.
Yeah.
And so lesson of the day was, don't summon entities by saying, you know, really open-ended things. Oh, somebody, anybody help me. How about no? I just cope with the lump in my throat on my own. No, thank you. So that was really scary. You know,
and I think that's one of the things that people do all the time. Like, we don't even realize that our words have so much power, and you know, we can have so much influence on the things around us just by saying things. We don't realize that until after we've done something. Like, you summon that, and I mean, the chances are
you summon that. Yeah,
yeah. I mean, I don't think it was an angel, to be honest. Like, I'm really sorry to everyone who believes. I believe in angels, but I don't believe they will just, like, they have enough time to go and answer, like, individual prayers. But yeah, I mean, most probably it was a demon. I don't know if it was a good spirit or a bad spirit, but it was, like, definitely not something that high up in the hierarchy. I think it was, like, something from the earth rather than from the heavens or whatever. But yeah, it's actually so scary that you saw that thing moving across the room. And I mean, if it happened like any other time, you could have just said, oh, maybe, you know, something happened. But for it to happen at the exact same time when you ask for something to happen, when you ask for a sign, that's something that creeps me out, because it's like one of those theories, you know, how they say that Apple's always listening to your calls, Alexa's always listening to you. It's like something's always listening. It just needed for you to reach out. And like the minute you did, it was there. And it was like, yeah, I'm here. I'm going to take you for my own. And I mean, that's the part that scares me the most, because I've heard so many stories where people, like, you know, they live in a place and nothing happens for a long, long time. And then all of a sudden something starts happening. And that tells you that the potential's always there, you know. That's like, that's the scariest part. It's like with people, like psychopaths, they can have a normal life for a long time. And then all of a sudden something triggers it and they just flip.
Yeah.
You know? Because you can never predict what's going to happen. You can never predict who's going to flip out. You don't know what you're going to summon when you call out to things like that.
So in these, like when I talk to my friend who is like really into it, so when we discuss, and she gave me a couple of books to read, which were really fun and beautiful looking. So in that, they always say that if you, whenever you call upon angels and they come to help you, you feel this light energy, you feel good, and you can feel the happiness, your spirits uplift. So when I was staring into the room after the, you know, the air was really dense, I really remembered that, and I really wanted to feel uplifted and light energy and all that, you know, angels dancing and all that. But I did not really feel it, even though I was looking for it. I could have hallucinated that as well, if, you know, it was a hallucination.
Yeah, because your mind was prepared for it. Your mind was prepared for an angel to come and help you.
Yeah, I was prepared for a positive thing, but... you know what was presented, it was horrible. Oh my God, it was terrible.
I mean, that tells you that it's not, like, it's not the right thing. It's not something that you wanted to summon. It's not for sure.
Hell no.
I mean, that's the thing. One of my friends, I mean, I thankfully, like, I haven't personally experienced anything that horrible. But one of my friends, he's like, you know, like, he just goes through these phases when he's like, he becomes very religious. And I'm obviously a Muslim, so I'm going to talk from that point of view. But he, like, even in Muslims, there's a concept that even if you are reciting, like, the good prayers, it's going to have consequences. So, like, basically, the idea is that anything that you say, it has an energy attached to it. Every single word that you utter has an energy attached to it, and it's going to come back to you sooner or later. So this guy, he just went through this phase. I know it's not even funny because, like, poor guy's whole life's destroyed now. But he just went through this phase when he became really, really religious. Like, it was just after his dad's passed away, his family was going through some troubles. And you know, he just started reciting things to, like, you know, ask for help from, like, obviously from Allah. He wasn't directly praying to the angels because we're not meant to do that. So he was like asking for help and shit like that. And you know, if you told him that, oh, you know, you should read this 10 times before you go to bed, he would do it. If you told him you have to read this 50 times before you wake up, he would do that. So it was like he was mixing up a lot of things, a lot of energies. And eventually he reached his breaking point and he started flipping out. I mean, that's the only word that I can really think of to explain what he was going through. He literally started flipping out. He started seeing things, he started hearing things. He started literally, for every single person, he started thinking that they were out to get him. He lost his mind, basically. Like, you can say that he was probably hallucinating. Maybe he was just like going through some mental trauma.
Schizophrenic,
But I mean, he's been to so many doctors since then. And like, the best thing is, or like rather the worst, that these things last for a couple of months or 3 months, and then he's fine after that for a few months. Like 3, 4 months, he'll be fine. He'll be perfect. You talk to him, he sounds like a decent person. And then the next day you go and see him and he's completely flipped out and he's telling you that you want to kill him. It's just so scary. He's tried to kill himself so many times. And when he goes through that those spells, like, he's so powerful. You can feel like he's very skinny. Like, he's probably like 20 stones or something. Not 20 stones, 20 pounds. 20 stones. That's me. Sorry. But he just becomes so powerful all of a sudden. Like, you would have like five or six people trying to grab him and trying to like hold him back while he's trying to jump off the balcony. And he can, like, you know, people have been scared that he might actually drag everyone with him when he's trying to jump. It's so bad. And it's not even like, oh, you know, I'm so upset, I'm gonna kill myself. It's like, I'm gonna kill myself or they will kill me. That's his words, that's his logic. And he's tried it so many times. And you know, it's just so weird. And they always have like a trigger. And he's not the only person who's experienced that. His mom goes through this thing. Hers is obviously not as like as intense as he him as his condition is. What she goes through is she mostly has headaches. She feels lightheaded. His sister, she's been through a lot of stuff like that. She would, you know, hear voices. She would hear people calling her name. She would become really, really lightheaded, and she would feel like she's floating up in the air. And I mean, if it
So is
wasn't one
it
by
so what's your theory on it? Is it like a genetic mental disorder or it's like what's your theory? What's your paranormal or supernatural theory?
I think something's out to get them. I think he's probably messed with something that he wasn't supposed to. And you know, he's not, because obviously, like I said, everything has a power and you need to be capable enough to handle that power. If you're not, then it's going to mock you. It's going to make your life hell. I think
Oh
that's
my.
what his problem. He wasn't ready for it. Like, even people who are like, even religious people who do like all these things, and you know, even like in every religion, you have to go through a certain period of training where you have
Oh
to do
yeah. So I
certain
was just
things.
wondering that how similar it is,
Yeah, it's in
that, you
every
know,
religion.
certain practices where you ask for a specific thing and you know, you want to get some job. It's like a specific wish. And there's a practice to you know, wish for certain things, but you need to be at a certain level. So yeah,
I mean,
that's
it's
pretty similar.
spiritually, see, if like, for example, if you were training, if you're lifting weight, you wouldn't just start weight, like, you know, lifting 100 kilograms per day. You wouldn't do that. You would like train your body into it slowly. And you know, you just like make sure your body's used to it, your body's capable of handling it. I think spiritually it's
Yeah,
the same
spiritual
concept.
strength, yeah.
So I mean, if you get like, if you try to do too much too soon, it's going to come back. It's going to cause injury. I think that's what happened to this guy as well, because he's just,
Yeah, and if they
and
would have had some problems, the doctors would have definitely diagnosed it, you know, whatever
he's
it
been to
was.
so many hospitals.
So, yeah, and they're not able to diagnose anything, so incredible. Yeah.
And I mean, his sister is a doctor. So if it was anything, like, mm-hmm. she would have noticed that, okay, maybe I'm just schizophrenic. But she believes that it's that definitely something paranormal. And I mean, like I said, it's like they always have like this trigger that they start smelling milk. So if, you know, if you leave milk for boiling and, you know, it starts to burn after a while, you can, I mean, it has that very distinct smell. They start smelling that, and that can happen at any time. Like, they could be traveling in a bus. They could be, like, I don't know, at the seaside. They would start smelling milk.
Hmm.
And that's when everything starts. Everything goes crazy after that. It's just I know, it's just so weird. But, I mean,
this is really scary. I mean, jokes apart. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, this guy's life is completely ruined. He's not able to do anything. He's not able to keep a job for long because it's like he doesn't even work anymore. He's got like other investments and stuff, I think, but he doesn't, because he's not physically fit enough to work, to have like a, you know, full-time job. So it's, I mean, I would say he's definitely, his life's been ruined just because he was just trying to do too much.
Yeah, unbelievable.
Yeah, so I mean, you have to be very careful as to who you're calling out to, what you're doing, how much you're calling out as well. Like, fine, totally. If you want help, just like say, okay, help, but don't say it too loud.
Yeah, this was a really scary experience because I never ever, like I told you that I did not even understand the concept of angels and demons because I've not, you know, been told the stories. So I did not really ever even think that such a thing could happen. Because all I had in my mind was that, okay, this is only positive energy. And, you know, there's, I did not even think about the negative aspects of it. Like, it's like only one side of the coin. The other side is different. And, you know, if you flip the coin, you can get either side. So that's exactly what happened.
Yeah. I mean, the same thing with them as well. Like, everyone's like, oh, if you're like especially in Muslim countries, if you're like, oh, if you're religious, you read Quran, you read like Islamic literature, things are only going to go well. Nobody knew that things can actually go by. Well, some people do.
Oh my God, this is such a new concept. I'm hearing this for the first time and it's really interesting. And I really wonder what other people generally, you know, practicing Muslims, you know, think about this.
They're going to hate me.
Because, really?
No one really talks about it. Yeah. No one really talks about like the negative side of, you know, like, because obviously there isn't a lot of negative sides, but there's definitely like a lot of people, I'm pretty sure like majority of people believe that you should only take on what you can handle. So everyone knows that there's a, you know, there's a limit to what you can do as a person in a limited time. So but I know that a majority of people are going to hate me for saying, oh, he was reading Quran and, you know, things went bad for him.
You know what? Humans are the least of your problems because I would rather deal with the humans than such energies after that, you know, scary experience. So the interesting thing is, after a while, something else happened, like a month or two after this incident, something else happened, but maybe we'll cover it some other time because it's a really long story. Totally. So this was interesting.
And energies everywhere. That's something, you know, I think the energies can like attach themselves to anything and everything. And they're always there. They're always listening. They just like, they're just sitting there waiting for their prey. They're just waiting for someone to call out and they can choose to latch on to them if they have time.
Oh my God, I wrap myself in golden light and it's a shield. So there you go. I read that in a new age book.
It's actually golden light and not just some demon grinning.
No, I don't know. Oh my God, this is scary. I don't know. I have a shield around me. How about that? So
A shield or, you know, like a demon's paw or something. Yeah. Anything
okay, works. This topic is so over. And that's that.
Yeah.
But we are laughing at it today because nothing went wrong, like too much. But it really scares me. You know?
I know. We need to talk about like the long-term hauntings that we have in our families and friends. And that's definitely not a laughing matter. I think I'll be much more serious when we're talking about that.
Yeah, this was nothing. I've heard some of those stories before from you. And literally, I have no words.
I know.
So because I don't even want to talk about it. So why don't you go ahead in the next episode and I can just listen and
I think because quake in my boots. Yeah, I think there's so much stuff. It would probably take like a full episode to just like cover one side. So I think next episode or maybe in a future episode, I'll just talk about my family haunting.
Oh, wow.
That sounds like a good series.
It does, it does. Oh my goodness.
But I'm also scared because like, what if something like comes after me?
Oh, but God. You have to share, you have to share.
Yeah, for sure. I'll definitely do it.
All right, then. Today was really awesome. I really enjoyed talking about it. And I'm just glad that, you know, we can talk about it and laugh at it, you know, because it's in the past. And And before we trigger anything else, let's just end this.
Yes, please. Nothing come after me. I respect everyone and everything. So just stay where you are.
All right. You were listening to The Bitter Cows. Moo. I did it again. I promised myself I would not do it again. I don't know why. It was like just, it just happened. I'm sorry.
It's okay. Have a very good moody.
Yeah, you ruined it. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Please! Jesus Christ.